Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, there was that court ruling the other day about Marine Le Pen. So she was for a long time the leader of the Front National Front in France. Now it's called the National Assembly. And she was found to have misused European Union funds. So she was initially sentenced to 3 years incarceration, but that's been changed. It's been lowered. And that's been suspended. So now she has to wear an electronic tag for a year, but she is still allowed to seek the presidency. Remember, it's coming up May next year. It was in France when Macron was elected. She's stood several times, and she's no longer the leader of the party. It's Jordan Bardella, a much earlier guy, who's partly ethnic minority. Because you go back to the 80s, it was a frankly racist party, wanted to kick out all the non-whites. It was anti-Semitic and blah, blah, blah. Now, her father, the late Jean-Marie Le Pen, he contested the presidency several times. In 2002, he came second with about 20% of the vote. Because it was a two-round system. If nobody gets over 50% of the first round, it's never happened so far, then the top two candidates go through to a second round and the lower-ranked candidates are eliminated. Same system in Romania and indeed in Russia. So is she going to stand? I mean, also she's no spring chicken now. So because she must be 65. I think if she's going to win, that would be, you know, if it would happen by now. So initially, she was prohibited from contesting public office for 5 years. That has been lowered to 15 months. And so that ban will expire well before the presidential election. But she said she wouldn't run if she had to wear a tag. Well, so that's out. Or is that a less humiliating way of getting out? Because maybe she reckons she's got limited appeal to the younger generation. They've toned on the rhetoric. They're more anti-Muslim. They're not against people for being a different color. And stuff like that. And I was working in the PACA region, as in Provence Azur, whatever it is, PACA, Côte d'Azur, and so on, where there was considerable appeal of a party, a lot of North African immigration into the Marseille area and elsewhere. And these people are mostly French citizens, Frenchmen, French women of Algerian, Moroccan, Tunisian origin, or, you know, sub-Saharan African origin, overwhelmingly Muslim and so on. So some of the indigenous French, for want of a better word, are hostile to them. Far less hostility to the white immigrants, the Spaniards and the Italians and so on, who are seen as like brother nations. And people are often, you know, mixed half French and half Italian, or, you know, a quarter Italian and the rest indigenously French or whatever. You can't always distinguish them as ethnicities. So, yeah, xenophobia was definitely part of the appeal of the party. Is it not like that anymore? Is at least not so openly. And so forth. Okay, so yes, the court confirmed that she is indeed guilty. So that's it. So is she going to stand? Obviously, we're not quite sure. She's already contested the presidency thrice. She came second in 2017 as well 2022. But maybe she reckons that Jordan Bardella, who's taken over National Rally, Rassemblement National, has a better chance, and so on. Yeah, so he's been in that party for a long time. And you're a skeptic. They don't actually advocate withdrawal from the European Union, but a referendum on that, something like that. So he's only 30. He'd be much younger than there. So perhaps, you know, he's not as off-putting to young people as she is. So that's it. She can still. So she's a hate figure to the left in the party, but she's a lawyer herself. Now, she used to represent asylum claimants in court in the 1990s before she was full-time politics, but she said that was her duty as a lawyer. You know, should these people be allowed to stay in France or not? It's debatable, okay? But whether they should or not, it's not up to her to decide, but she's just going to put the case for them. That was her argument when she was a barrister. So, yeah, no, her politics is not to my taste. Her rhetoric, I think, is deeply unpalatable. I don't think it'd be good if she won. But it's been a bit of a blow to her. It's not been an acquittal, and they've not got rid of the tag. But it's still been somewhat of a success. It could have been worse for her. I don't quite understand the particulars of the misuse of European Union money. What say you? Has she been fairly treated or not? Does she have a chance in the next election? Because obviously Macron is coming in for second term. He can't do it. Disenchantment with the major parties is not extreme. Unemployment's not too high. Inflation's not too high. Public services are not too bad. You know, of course, there are problems. There are strikes from time to time. They've not taken that many Ukrainian refugees. Immigration is not as salient as it has been in past years. It does mean that the mainstream parties have a better chance than usual. This is not this disgruntlement which will go towards communists or the nationalist national rally. What say you? All right, make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallard7@gmail.com. Goodbye.